I think I probably got it because I've loved the work I've done, and that must be perceptible to people who watch me working.
You're quite a traditionalist, though, and that, of course, must go down extremely well in this sector.
I'm amused to think that you find me quite a traditionalist. I am actually, at a deep level, quite a traditionalist. The trouble is that the traditions I believe in have been abandoned by most people around me, so I look rather more of a freak than I ought to.
Nonetheless, though, you've been back at Rossall now. You've been at Rossall for 3 years. That time's absolutely flown by, and you've achieved so much in that time.
I think it's a better school than it was when I arrived here, and I think it feels a better school, and I think we've done some good things. We've changed the finances. We've improved the buildings, we've improved the recruitment, and we now feel financially and educationally very much more secure. There's still a lot to do, and I hope I may be given a few more months, he said pathetically, I may be given a few more months to get some more things done before I finish.
Now, of course, one of your lines of expertise is in boarding, of course. That's your background, 40 years in boarding. You've helped to arrest the decline in UK boarding. Why were the numbers dropping off?
Well, I think there was a period in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when it became very fashionable to have to defend yourself if you were sending your child away. People who sent their children away to school felt they had to defend it and explain it, and they felt embarrassed. I don't think we do that sort of thing. I don't think we talk about sending people away. The fact is that children now, if they don't like what they're being asked to do, they won't do it. And they won't go away to schools and stay at schools if they don't like being there.
So it's not the old adage of being sent away to school.
No, it's not. It's not about being sent away. And we had to fight against that. The other thing that used to upset me was that every time boarding schools were mentioned in the 1980s, 1990s, Tom Brown's school days were mentioned. Well, Tom Brown's school days are quite a way away. And I thought, well, if you compared that with, for example, the bicycle, and you said, I'd like to drive a bicycle, but those penny farthings look really very uncomfortable, or I'd like to go to Australia, but 7 weeks seems a long time to spend on a liner, then people would realise you'd fail to keep up with things. And I think people have failed to keep up with the idea that a lot of kids have a lot of fun in boarding schools, and a lot of people who come from homes where both parents are very busy get a better deal being in boarding than they would if they were latchkey kids living at home.
You draw that analogy with Tom Brown and the appalling time he had at rugby school. So in the new generation, is it the Harry Potter effect and the fabulous time that he has at boarding school?
Well, I think the Harry Potter effect has not been bad for us at all. In fact, I think I'm responsible for this because I did an interview with the Times newspaper about 20 years ago when I mentioned the Harry Potter effect, and it was on the front page the next day. But that is an important fact. Harry and his chums obviously have lots of fun in Hogwarts, and I think a lot of my kids have fun at Rossall. Despite the extraordinary weather, perhaps because of the extraordinary weather.
We're suffering that extraordinary weather today. It's horizontal hailstone. Well, that makes it part of Rossall's charm, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the kids don't get despondent. That's what amazes me. And I walked back from chapel this morning, and we just had an assembly, and the wind was whistling, and there were traces of rain, and the children ran past me screaming with joy. And I think that's what I like about this place. There's so much happiness about, so much laughter, so much contentment, and that's a good thing.
You came back out of retirement to do this job as headmaster of Rossall School. Is it the sort of job that you'd wish you'd done sooner?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, I did a interesting job at Uppingham, which was a school that was underachieving, and I think by the time I left it wasn't. But I think this has been a very important challenge for me. In a way, I wish I'd started sooner because I had 15 years at Uppingham to achieve what I achieved, and I'm only going to have 4 or 5 years here, and I won't have done as much as I might have done by the time I finish.
Of course, you don't have to retire now.
Well, I'm pushing. I'll be 68 next year. I think that's a time to make way for a younger person. And I will be happy to hand over to a younger person because I think it's now in a state which where it can be run effectively without too much anxiety. There was a lot of anxiety when I arrived. There was anxiety about finance, survival, recruitment, buildings falling down and so on. That's gone and it now feels a good place to be.
You're very much the chief executive of a multi-million pound company, effectively.
This is extraordinary, isn't it, for a chap who's studied Greek and Latin at school to be the chief executive of a multi-million company, and I still can't read accounts. But it is tremendously exciting and bracing, and I love it. And the reason I love it mainly is because working with children is the best thing in the world, and I wouldn't have changed any of it.